Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2-0. And a swing and a high fly ball center field. Going back, Heredia to the track. At the wall. It's gone. Hand in the air as Castellanos rounds the bases with his first home run since late June. And what a shot. Dead center. And Castellanos has put the Phillies on top 3-1.
Yeah, big win yesterday. Phil's getaway down in Atlanta. They're back home 4 against the Nats starting tonight with Noah Syndergaard making his Phillies debut. John Clark got him at the airport yesterday.
Of course. Where else would he find him?
lineup is out. We'll share that with you coming up. But getting Castellanos going is a big deal. Also, Segura back in the lineup tonight to discuss that. And everything else is the president of baseball operations for the Philadelphia Phillies, Dave Dombrowski. His first appearance on the Marks and Reese Show, Ike.
How about that? Hopefully not his last.
Dave, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
How are you doing, Dave?
If Phillies fans are happy, congratulations on an excellent trade deadline. Let me first ask you about Didi Gregorius. You released him today. Did you give any thought in keeping him around, either as a backup or in case there was some type of an injury issue?
Well, at this point, no. We had talked about this when Segura got back, eventually what we would do. But once we picked up Edmundo Sosa from the Cardinals and then moving over Stott, the shortstop, having two left-handed shortstops was not our preference if we could avoid that. And Sosa's an outstanding defensive shortstop. In fact, he's our best defensive shortstop that we have at this point. So the fit was much better with moving Stott to short to have Sosa as the backup. So that really made the most sense for us.
All right. Trade deadline. Are you happy with how things went? And Dave, you've been doing this a long time, and I don't know how often you go into a trade deadline, you're able to accomplish what you set out to at the beginning of the process. Did you do that? And are you happy with how it went?
Well, I am happy with the way it went, and we were able to achieve what we wanted to do. But the real happiness ends up when you win ball games with the acquisitions.
So right.
You put yourself in that spot. So I've been at a point where we've been at a trading deadline a couple times in my career where I thought, wow, those things really fit us very well. And they did at that particular moment. But then it ended up where the guys that we acquired, for one reason or another, one got hurt, so another one didn't perform. So at that day, I was very excited. But the real payoff is if you can get yourself in play into October. So, yes, happy. And also in this case, what we set as our priority starting off center field starting pitching and a relief pitchers, we were able to fulfill that.
And this team being where they are right now, Dave, compared to where they were, let's say, 2 months ago or so when you had to let go of Joe Girardi and you bring in Rob Thompson to be the manager. And, you know, I don't know how much of that plays into why the ball club is turned around, the scheduling, that sort of thing, young players getting the opportunity to play. But I will say this, the atmosphere around the ball club certainly seems to be different, and these guys are certainly playing as if they believe in one another. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, did you expect to have as much of a contribution from some of your younger players that you're seeing give the contribution that you're getting from them?
Well, there is a different atmosphere and attitude, and I think a lot of course, there's a change, and just that whoever's in charge at times, they can just set a different feeling, and there's a lot of different personalities between Rob Thompson and Joe, and so for us, it just so happens, I think, that the personality that Rob brought here fit with our ball club at the particular time, but I also think that when you talk about the young players, that contribution has been good and continues to grow, so getting an Alec Bohm continuing to grow and from where he was early in the season from last year, he's becoming a really good hitter and a good player. Bryson Stott, even though his numbers are not good collectively for the season, he's still below 200. But you're looking at a player in our estimation. He's gotten better as time has gone on during the year. He's played very well in clutch situations. His average is up, and he hits the ball hard. And you see a guy like Vierling, and I think he'll do the same thing with Brandon Marsh joining us. So the contributions of the young players have been huge, and it's made us a more athletic club. It's made us with that extra energy that you have. And anytime I think you can, for me, my best clubs that I've been with have a combination of real good veteran players, which we have, and a combination of young players that add to that atmosphere of winning. And right now we're doing well with that, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah, you brought up Brandon Marsh. That was a player that I think a lot of Phillies fans' antennas sort of raised, not just because of who you brought in, but what you gave up to sort of bring him in. Can you tell us a little bit more about Brandon Marsh and what you liked about him and what he's going to add to this ball club, not just this year, but moving forward?
Sure. I mean, first of all, Brandon Marsh is, I mean, probably for us, you start with him being a young player, he's 24 years old. That's an outstanding defensive center fielder. He will really go get the ball. He's one of the best center fielders in baseball. And for us, it's extremely important when you look at our club trying to improve our defense. At the corners, when Bryce comes back, if it's this year or next year, I mean, Bryce is very solid in right field, left field. When you look at being a situation with either Castellanos or Schwarber, it's going to be a below-average defensive position. And not because they don't try and hustle. It's just that, for example, Kyle, it just isn't as fast as some other people. So having someone out there in center field that can go from side to side is extremely important. So that's something he brings to us. From an offensive perspective, too, this is really his first full year in the big leagues. He played some last year. And it is hard to get over the hump as a young player from an offensive perspective at the major league level. And so you see, like we talk about Stott at this time. Well, we like what Stott brings to the table and continues to improve. Well, in Marsh's case, it's been a year where his overall numbers are not great. We think he's a lot better than that. He still has 8 home runs and I think 37 or 38 RBIs, so he has still contributed in that regard. And he also has a great pedigree as you go on. I mean, when we look at like Ohapi, who we really liked a lot, but being blocked with JT Realmuto in front of him for 3 more years, I mean, Marsh was a top 50 prospect in Major League Baseball going into the last year, and We look at him as that type of player with the correctable problems in his offense. So we think he's just a really good player, and we're thrilled that he's on board with us.
Yeah, and we're talking to Dave Dombrowski, president of the baseball operations for the Phillies. I think a lot of fans in real time during the deadline, including us, were just surprised that Ohapi wasn't traded for a veteran player because it was the trade deadline. You more or less knew you had a need at center field. You were able to swap prospect for Marsh is still really a prospect that's just starting at the major league level, and it's more of a need with JT being here long term on the contract. It was going to be hard for Ohap to crack the lineup.
Well, exactly, and for us, it really comes down when you look at your club. I mean, Ohapi is going to be a good big league player just from a timing perspective, as you mentioned. There's really not the playing time here, and JT's a fixture, and he's just been outstanding for us this year, and I think he'll continue to do so for years to come. But I think in the case here, it's hard to find a center fielder. He is a prospect. He's a person that you can plug into that role. And so for us, having a young, talented player like that you can put out in center field and have him grow and also at the same time contribute at the big league level is extremely important. So we had always said, if we're going to trade Ohapi, which we thought we would at some point, we want to get a young, controllable player at a position of need and not be part of a package. I just don't think we're at a point right now. And really our need, we have a top of the rotation pitcher in Wheeler and Nola and back end now pretty solid. But it's a situation where we to participate in getting the top names out there, Ohapi plus a couple of other people would have had to been part of that package. And we have a lot of stars in this club that are very good, but I think we need to continue to mesh them with some young players that can contribute and some versatile type players that can be your bench players for us to be a championship caliber club.
David Robertson from the Cubs. I know you had said that that trading Ben Brown, who was one of your pitching prospects, that hurt the most of any of the trades that you made. How hard is it to trade a guy like that, knowing it's better for your club right now, but you might be giving away somebody that could really develop down the future. You said that one hurt the most. Why?
Well, it hurt the most in the sense, not because of the acquisition, because we love David Roberts.
Right.
I think he's going to be a very important part of our club. It's 2 months. But Brown is a good prospect. We have him, our top three pitching prospects. It's pretty well known. I mean, we were talking about Painter, Abel, and McGarry, who have all top to be number one or number two type starters. So that's, and they're coming in the organization. So that's our real strength right there. Brown's not in that same level, in our opinion, but he's a good pitching prospect. And anytime you give up a prospect like that that's got some nice future growth to him and the potential, you don't like to do it. But I will say that all in all in our organization, the strength of our organization is young pitching and the development of those young pitching. We have a lot of good arms below us. But the more arms that you can have and the better your odds of having them succeed. So that's why it really hurt the most. But again, for David Robertson, there's a price that you have to pay. We thought he was the top relief pitcher out there, somebody that can pitch at the back end of the game. And I think the difference is with the acquisitions that we made and how the club has performed. And we haven't really talked about it, but I still look at it. We're getting Gene Segura back today.
Right.
I would look at getting Bryce Harper back in the next, next few weeks at least. All of a sudden, you look at our club and say, well, I don't necessarily think we'll win our division because we're behind. But if we get in, we have a chance to have a pretty good club, and having somebody like David Robertson can only assist you in the postseason.
Do you think Robertson becomes the closer? I know he closed yesterday, or does your manager kind of mix and match like he's been doing over the last couple of weeks?
I think he'll continue to mix and match. Sir Anthony has been outstanding as their closer, and he's got great stuff, and he's been supplemented there. Knable's been good lately, and Alvarado's been good, as has Hand been good. But I think that Sir Anthony would normally be the person. But I think he'll mix and match because yesterday, like he did, you see the ability to bring in Sir Anthony in the eighth inning with Alvarado like that, and then still know that you have Robertson to pitch the ninth. It's a good situation to be in, and I think he'll use that wisely.
Concerned about Zach Eflin coming back, Dave? I mean, I know you went on the 60 day.
I'm a little concerned. You know, I mean, it's like I'm hopeful that he will come back, and people tell me he will come back, and I know he's doing everything he possibly can, but it's a tough situation for him because he tries like crazy. He's worked hard. It's just been a tough couple of years for him the second half, and so I don't know what's going to happen, and I really, in my estimation, just couldn't take the gamble that he was going to for sure come back. I'm hopeful. I hope he does. It would only assist us, of course, if he does, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you certainly got that final move done, Dave, right before the deadline at 4 o'clock. And it may have been your most exciting move. I know for a lot of fans who were looking for you to get or acquire a starting pitcher, you get Noah Syndergaard. We know what he was like in the past. I don't know if he can be that this year, but just talk a little bit about the importance of getting him here in the Phillies uniform and what we can sort of expect to see out of him down the stretch here.
Well, in Syndergaard's case, we were very happy to get him. It really came, I would have said, about an hour before the trading deadline. I didn't think we were going to get a starting pitcher, which I was a little bit disappointed because we had made some moves that we really wanted to do, and then we strengthened that bullpen. We did keep Falter and Christopher Sanchez our depth, but in Syndergaard's case, I think he's a very still solid big league pitcher. He's not the same guy that he was at this point. I mean, a guy that throws in 100 miles an hour, I'd say he's a 92 to 95 sinker ball most of the time with a solid slider, throws changes speeds a little bit. He knows how to pitch. That's one thing that's really important for him at this point. I think he's learned how to pitch more with his stuff. And he gives us a chance. The way I look at our back end of our guys, I think Suarez has been outstanding for us recently, but if you're in a spot where beyond Wheeler and Nola, those other guys, if they can give you 5-6 innings with the bullpen that we have, it puts us in a chance to win. So we're really excited to have him. I think it worked out great. I think he will not be affected at all pitching in a big market like ours and also being in a pennant race. So he's an exciting acquisition for us. I'm very glad that we were able to get him.
Well, Dave Dombrowski, I didn't know this until I did a little Google of you today, but it didn't have a lot of details. You went to Cornell University, and you were a football player in your 1 year that you were there.
Ah.
Can you confirm that?
That is true. I'm not like Ike. I was not a football player like him, but I was a football player, yeah.
What position?
What position did you play?
Well, don't forget, I'm 66 years old, so the football changed a little bit, but I was a defensive end in a five-man line when I was at Cornell University. So,
okay.
At then you could be a defensive end and drop back and pass protection would be 210 pounds. So that was me at that point. I was an Ivy League type football player or smaller colleges. I was not to the level of being a professional football player by any means.
At least you played a real position, not like a kicker or a punter or something, man. You played a real position.
I did not do that. So that was a whole different life, but I enjoyed it. I always enjoyed playing football.
All right. Well, I mean, are you a Jalen Hurts guy or not? I mean, we ask everybody else, Dave, in all seriousness, you've been here long enough to know how crazy we are with the Phillies and the Eagles right now. So,
right.
So when
I'm going to answer this question, I got to give you my partiality here because my wife is a graduate of the University of Oklahoma, and she is a diehard, and the rest of her family are all University of Oklahoma fans. I am very good friends with people there, like the athletic director, Joe Castiglione, and know some of their coaches, and even from the football perspective. She goes back with the Barry Switzer days. So I've gone to a lot of Oklahoma games, and so I have to be a Jalen Hurts fan. I will be supportive of him. And I think he'll do – I saw him play games in college, and I know his makeup is tremendous. So I'm pulling for him and think he'll get the job done.
Jalen Hurts guy, I agree.
There you go.
Dave Dombrowski. Dave, congratulations at the deadline. Like you said, now you got to win games.
Thank you.
That's right. Let's go get him. Let's start tonight.
That's right.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Dave Dombrowski. Mm-hmm. Defensive end for Cornell.
How about that? As a football guy.
When do they stop running a five-man defensive line?
Dude, I told you. That's the line I was on.
Yeah. You're a defensive
You guys
guard.
Made fun of me. Dombrowski just confirmed it. I was playing a 1940s defensive line.
Running the wing tee?
Not 40s, but yeah.
Well, it might have been. How old is he?
Early 70s, I would think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Early 70s. Yeah, there you go. We were in the same defense, apparently.
Played a real position. There you go.
How about that?
D-N, that's right.
Flying off. You need a good bend around the edge.
Yeah, how about that? You got to be a tough guy to put your hand in the dirt, man. I got a lot more respect for Dave Dombrowski now. He's a football guy.
He has to disagree with the Eagles' practice habits, right?
Get him back on the line, Jack. Yep. Let's call him, yeah. Yeah, he probably had 2-a-days, 3-hour practices.
Oh, yeah.
Et cetera.
No, those guys aren't missing class for practice.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Not at Cornell.
No. Well, maybe before the semester started, Dave, in training camp or whatever. All right, well, we appreciate Dave calling in. And, it's funny. They didn't – of all the positions I thought they needed the most, you definitely needed center fielder, definitely needed some back-end bullpen help, but you needed a starting pitcher. It almost didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, because of the caliber of pitchers that were out there, it cost too much. I mean, he basically told you it would have took Ohapi plus
they weren't
more.
Giving one of their top three guys away.
Yeah, so, no. If you wanted the guy out of, what is it, Rodon out of San Francisco?
That's what you would have to do.
Yeah, that was going to cost you. So
for a rental, too.
Yeah, and give him credit for being patient and holding the line, and they did some other moves. You know, the Marsh move wasn't just about this year. They're going to have him for the foreseeable future.
Yep. Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah.
We'll see what he looks like out there. Mm-hmm. But we actually have the starting lineup here. And Marsh is in the starting lineup. He's going to bat ninth, which is kind of what I thought he was going to. So it's Schwarber, Hoskins, Bohm, Real Muto, Castellanos, Derek Hall, Segura back in the lineup tonight playing second base, hitting seventh. Stott, your new everyday shortstop, batting eighth, batting ninth and playing center field is Brandon Marsh with Noah Syndergaard. On the mound, making his Phillies debut. Happy Thursday. Is that what you sent out to us today there, Jack?
Happy Thursday?
Yep.
Well, he's got to pitch well for that, though, for it to be a thing. Can't just be a one-off thing. Like, Hurts played so mediocre last year, we couldn't keep Hurts.
We couldn't
going.
Do the Hurts Day, yeah.
Thursday. We'll see.
We'll see. Yep. Yeah. A good start would help that out, Jack, for sure. Agree. 215-592-9494. Chris and Penzalkin has something on the Phillies. Hi, Chris.
Hey, boys, how you doing today?
What's up, dude?
Oh, what's up, Chris?
I had a good day because I listened to you guys at my shop, and then I just had a better day. I was telling Jack, my youngest, my 16-year-old, she just texted me. She plays fast pitch softball all over the country. She says, can you pick up wings and get some hoagies, and can we watch the Phillies tonight? I'm pumped. I'm like, this is better than Christmas, man. You know what I mean? When you're older, you're in your 50s, man. That's again a new car. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, I got my jersey out and all. I'm like, She's like, we got ourselves a GM here. She must have been listening to your interview.
Yeah, so I mean, now, listen, he. I think you're seeing the difference between a professional GM that knows what the hell he's doing. Ike said this earlier. Just what he's done in one trade deadline in the offseason more than anything Klentak did. He's still cleaning up for Klentak mistakes.
Yeah, that's how come everybody likes Ike, because he said it's so cool, Bela. Basically, he was saying the last two turds stunk. It stunk. But he just does it with pure class, and everybody else is like, no, get those turds out of here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, we got three GMs now. You can say what you want about the Sixers guy. He knows his stuff. Howie's back on the map. And now this guy, can somebody – John, you're good at this, stirring the pot.
No.
Light a little fire over that orange and black team. And tell them to get off the rear end and let's go. Let's bring back 4-for-4, man.
Yeah.
I am so pumped listening to you guys. And guess what? I don't know if Jaden's going to be the dude or not, but Rios, or where he goes hard charges.
Hard charges.
Rios.
At the end of the day, they can come, they can go. You can pick on OG Wade. OG Wade can talk about people. When I die, man, you cut me up, I'm bleeding green, man. I'm all about the birds. John, we can put you as that fifth tackle out there, and I'll root for you. But no way, man. I'm not wishing for the birds to do bad or for that kid to do bad. That kid's 23 years old. Imagine you wanting to do that to somebody doing that to your kid.
Right.
Not cool, man. Yep. Not cool. You don't have to be positive PD all the time, but come on, let's pay some respect to the green and black.
Are you talking about Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck still.
And you guys are the best, man. And I'm going to drink another lager for you guys. Let's go!
There he is.
He's been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice. On a Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Thursday.
There you go, I guess, yeah.
There you go. Jack, are you palpably excited in there for Noah Syndergaard's first start? How you working out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Syndergaard guy, but I'm excited to see what he brings to the team. Like, it should be a fun weekend down there. I mean, the Nats are bad. They got rid of all their talent. You have Syndergaard on the mound tonight. You have Marsh. You have Segura. You have the 80s thing this weekend. Like, it should be a party at the ballpark this weekend. So that makes me excited for sure.
As long as the players don't ruin it.
Yes. But they're in the baby blues. So I like
Thursday, the blues.
Love starting it off with the baby blues.
Yep. Have you been eyeing up any prop bets? Maybe a Marsh home run in his first game? Is that
I would not do that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I gotta wait for my I gotta wait for the payday tomorrow so I can.
Oh, you gotta deposit, huh?
Yeah, read it. It's deposit day.
Yeah, just view the landscape tonight. Just watch the team and see what they got tonight.
Yeah, mental reps.
Jack, just get it directly deposited into the FanDuel account.
Yeah, $30 into the
FanDuel. All right, well, there you go. All right, we'll regroup. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Thanks to Dave Dombrowski for joining the show. Defensive end for Cornell, 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts fan. Also, Jonathan Gannon on the morning show telling Angelo why they don't tackle to the ground and talking about the new additions to the defense and more. And then back into the Eagles conversation, Brandon Graham is coming up at 4 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Center Ace, happy Thursday, or Thursday. We are back. Jonathan Gannon, morning show out at practice this morning. We heard Nick Sirianni. We heard Bradbury was on the program. And Jonathan Gannon was on the program. And he was pretty good. He was. We'll play a couple cuts here. So the tackling thing, Ike. Where do you stand on the not tackling during training camp anymore? It's just they're not going to do it anymore, and that's that, or?
Yes, the NFL. I don't think anybody's tackling during training camp.
Right. I mean, do you think?
I don't know.
Do you agree with the not tackling anymore?
Yeah. They haven't tackled in training camp forever.
All right, so here's
I don't even expect tackling in training camp.
Yeah, I think most of us don't. Here's Gannon on why they're not tackling.
With the three preseason exposures that we get, the practices versus Cleveland and Miami that we get, that the players' bodies actually, their response to that, their stress level response is of a game. So really, if you talk about two Cleveland practices, two Miami practices, then the game, they're treating that as a game. Now, you're not tackling, correct, but here's how you practice tackling in a safe way to keep us healthy. Tackling is nothing but want to, which I know all our guys want to tackle, and positioning and technique. You can work that in practice without bringing Boston Scott down to the ground. Okay. So that will keep us healthier, but they're practicing on it. We have a tackling circuit every day. So people don't see that because we're not tackling live, but they are working the aspects of space, technique, pad level, what you do when you hit a guy. They're working that in practice.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. Yeah. Teams don't tackle in practice anymore. No, that's where you can get injured at.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want somebody diving at somebody's legs trying to make a tackle on them. No.
That's how you have the freak injuries, which is
nobody tackles in practice anymore. Yeah, that's been out for a few years, but as he was saying there, you can thud up, you can get in the proper position to make a tackle. And they can watch on film to decide whether or not you were in proper position without you having to tackle Miles Sanders on the ground. Yeah.
Right. All right, Jonathan Gannon talking about the new additions on defense. What's he seeing out of them?
Jordan Davis, big, explosive, very eager to learn.
N'Kobe Dean.
Fast, all business, wants to hit.
Yeah. Too small?
No.
Good answer.
Powerful as all get out.
Yeah.
Have you seen him jog by?
Not yet.
He might not be the tallest guy. Check out his lowers.
All right. He's going to be on the field this year.
This guy could put four of you on his back and do about 100 squats.
Seriously. James Bradbury.
Smart, instinctive, very well-rounded game.
Hassan Reddick.
Explosive. Football character through the roof.
Is he the kind of guy you're going to want to blitz with?
Absolutely.
You don't like the blitz?
He'll be rushing the quarterback.
He will.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And he gave a. Was he talking about Bradbury on the?
They love Bradbury down there.
They should. They watch Steven Nelson. They watch a lot of these other damn corners that played here the last few years.
Howie especially. I mean, it's been a while.
Since yes.
He's got a corner.
Yes. Big. Former Pro Bowler. James Bradbury. Any other year, if you didn't have Slay here, Bradbury would be your number one corner.
Easy. Yeah, easy. All right, what is Jonathan Gannon seeing from Jalen Hurts?
What should we think of Hurts?
What are you seeing? I love Jalen.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's a stud. You know, it's interesting. We were just talking about it as defensive staff. You know, aside from all the good players that we have, the scheme, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to defend. They do a lot of different things that are, you know, you could say a little unique to the NFL today.
Right.
Because of Jalen's skill set. He's just, you know, he's playing very, very fast. We have a really good relationship. You know, I'll ask him, hey, why'd you throw that post over our head? What'd you see from the safety? Or why didn't you go here with the ball? You know, we're off free access. Or what looks are hard for you? What are you struggling with? And what do you think, JG, this is easy? So I always talk to people, if you want to learn defense, talk to offensive players, offensive coaches, and defensive players, not defensive coaches. You want to talk to the other side, talk to the quarterback. He'll tell you.
All right, there he is, Jonathan Gannon.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. The defense again today with an excellent day at camp, Ike. Outshining the offense. Are you more excited about the defense or nervous about the offense? Right now, most people excited about the defense, 62%. Brandon Graham's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Earlier, we spoke to Jalen Hurts' uncle, not his real uncle, his caller uncle, Uncle Paul. So we have Monica and Paoli wants to be Aunt Monica.
Oh, there we go.
Monica, how are you?
Hello, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese.
Monica.
And Mr. Jack Reese.
How are you?
Yeah, you don't have to acknowledge him, but yes.
First-time caller. I've been listening for a long time.
Thank you for calling.
My first time calling. And I just wanted to say that I have a lot of belief in Jalen Hurts. I mean, I understand that he does have areas that he needs to work on more. And I'm not going to totally rule him out that he will not improve upon the things that he needs to work on. And I just have a feeling that it's going to be a pretty exciting season with Jalen and the pieces that are put in place with him. I have a feeling that it's going to be an exciting season.
Mm.
Playoffs?
I'm feeling more exciting than disappointing.
Yeah. But say, if you want to be Aunt Monica, all right?
Yeah,
we got like.
All right,
so Paul is calling for an MVP. OG Wade, who thinks he's his father, just makes up stuff all the time about him. He's completely out of control. So I need more confidence out of you, Monica. I need to hear Jalen's going to do it. He can improve. He's going to win it this year.
He's going to do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's going to surprise everybody. All of the haters or the doubters. I'll say doubters.
Mm-hmm. Like Chuck.
Yes. Especially Chuck.
Tell him it's a public enemy number one.
Yeah.
Yes. I just get a feeling that Jalen is just going to shine and everybody's going to be either surprised or not surprised like me. And it's going to be an exciting season.
All right.
Okay. Well, you are officially Aunt Monica.
Thank you.
Write it down.
Yeah,
got you.
All right. Jack will officially, and Monica, thank you. Jack, next time you call, we'll officially log it as Aunt Monica.
Yes.
As the one who started all this, OG Wade, is on the line. Hi, OG Wade. How are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
OG Wade.
OG.
Hey, listen, man. I keep telling people, all y'all got to do is just sit back and enjoy the ride. Because what we're watching right now is nothing but greatness in its development, okay? Now, here's what I wanted to say. the defense being what they are right now, I think we all can say they are better than we were last year.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
That being said, we should get at least two more wins because of that. You know what I'm saying? So that 12 and 5, whatever, that's very doable. I'm almost at the 13. You know what I'm saying? Might be there by tomorrow. You know, but I need to feel something today. But what I wanted to, on a serious note, I want to say is that this here is, people got to understand, and I'm just going to share the game with you, is that when Jalen and them as an offense come into a practice, they already know what areas they're working on for that day. So they're not looking to go deep that every day on, you know, it's certain plays that Sirianni want to see Jalen work on. You know what I'm saying? So that day that he had all them, you know, consecutive short throws, that's intentional. They telling him, because what we complained about Jalen last year was the fact that he wasn't using the running backs out of the backfield. No. You know what I'm saying?
We were?
So no, he weren't. No, and we did complain about that. Remember when we played the Jets and the mustache guy, he was throwing to the backs and everybody, oh, Jalen should be throwing more of that. So he actually started doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at the progression, and I'm liking what I'm seeing. And I also know Jalen is going to be fine because he don't have to go out there and overdo anything. And I've been saying this. You know what I'm saying? He can play within his framework. He don't have to come out of that because your defense is good enough now where we're not giving up 30 points a game, I hope, okay? And our offense, all we need is just stack these days. Just keep on stacking them, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Still going to be fine. But I didn't get a chance to talk to y'all after the talk because I got overrided by this weak-ass trade we did for the Phillies. But
oh, that was a strong trade.
Man, that interview that y'all did on the Duke, boy, I got to tell you, it was the real deal.
So you
hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That young boy is ready, and I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing shaking him, Mike. That's all real, though. It ain't no phony stuff. He ain't no company guy. He's not going to give you the answers that you want to hear. He's going to give it to you real. You know what I'm saying? And everything he said had validity to it. It wasn't overwhelming. It was just, they have to be patient because that's how you're going to get to consistency. You're not going to get there just going out here and try to impress everybody. You can't worry about the fans. The fans is going to be the fans. They're going to be fine. Just worry about stacking a level of consistency on offense. That's all we was missing last year. And I'm good with that.
How about just throw the ball better?
And he will. Because now he's got the weapons. And how about Dallas Goedert, don't drop the balls he throw you? How about Jalen Reagor, don't drop the balls how about the receivers, don't run out of bounds and come back in? How about that?
How about he throws guys open? How about he sees more of the field, right? Like,
everybody, all of us, and us too. You know what I'm saying? How about we give credit when he's doing well instead of criticism when he's not? You got these idiots out there like Chuck from wherever you want to call him.
Matt
from,
Harry.
Whatever. Just don't have no eye for talent. No, everybody wants, if he can't do this, I want him going. You idiot. That's not how this thing go.
All right.
This thing is, you build on this. You don't just get rid of a player because they're not doing what you think they should be doing. You got to build, man. This guy is young. Let him build.
All right, Wade. All right, buddy.
Sounds good.
Be good. There he is. OG Wade.
OG.
Yep. And don't worry about all that. He's got it taken care of. Okay, I am worried. I am worried, and I'm not worried that they're going to come out and win 5 games this year. I'm worried that they're going to look like on offense what they did last year. There should be some type of improvement in training camp based on just year to year. Players are older. They should be better. The offense is there. Jalen Hurts is in his second full year. I mean, I've heard so many times, he's never had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row. Okay, now he does. Okay, let me see a little bit of a jump here. We haven't seen that.
No.
We haven't seen that in training camp. Like, why? That's
that's the question as to why. And again, you know, Wade and others that certainly aren't ready to push the panic button or want to believe a certain thing, you can always use the excuse that it's training camp, it's practice, that's where your mistakes are supposed to happen. We have a month before the regular season gets here. And all those things are true.
True, I agree.
All those things are true. But all that really is saying is that we still have time. It doesn't mean that when September 11th gets here and they take the field in Detroit, everything is going to be clicking and they're going to go out there and blow the Detroit Lions out and win. See, that's why I love when everybody says, well, yeah, it worked last year and this and that and the other and in the light practices. Yeah, that worked for the first game of the season. I heard Ross Tucker on with Angelo this morning. Yeah, it worked for the first game of the season. No, Ross, here's where I got to disagree with you. Training camp isn't all about the first game of the season. It's not. So them winning the first game of the season or getting there healthy isn't a true indication of the football team they are or what they're going to be at the end of the year. You need more information, not just 1 week. I need 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks of information to say the way that I prepared in training camp was the proper way. So if you're 2-7 after 6, 7 weeks, after 7 weeks, how do you say that that was the proper way to train in training camp? It didn't have you ready to go when the season started. And then you say, well, they played tougher quarterbacks. Adjust the NFL. You want us to judge them based off lesser opponents? That's how you want us to judge the team. They're ready to go because they can beat a weaker team. No, you want them to be ready to go.
You judge them based on the good teams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying last year. You're going to play San Francisco. You got to play Kansas City. You got to play Tampa Bay. You got to play Dallas early. Yes. So when you don't practice, that's what happens. You're not ready to play those teams.
Yeah. Well, also with the Falcons, the Falcons were terrible last year.
That's the other part, Johnny Marks. That's not a good measure. No. The team won 4 games on the season.
They were terrible, and there was no book on what the Eagles' offense was going to do last
year. Right.
And there was a lot of bubble screens, a lot of short passes. Mm-hmm. No, and then what happened? The league said, we're not going to allow you to do that, and they struggled.
Yeah.
Right? So that initial burst, they looked good last year against the Falcons. No, the league didn't know what they were going to do.
Totally agree. And it doesn't mean that they should be out there beating each other up every day. That's not what I'm advocating for either. All I'm saying is that it doesn't make me feel comfortable to, let's say, supplement, unless being healthy for being prepared.
Right.
Right? You can be healthy, but are you really prepared for the first month of the season? We're going to use regular season games to get prepared. I heard James Bradbury say that was going to take the first 4 games of the season to sort of get a feel for it. What? I mean, we're 0-4, then what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
say that week 5 if you're 1-3.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
So, again, if you win and you get off to a hot start, then everybody will kudos.
Do you know what?
You did it right. You did it the correct way. All I'm saying is you leave yourself open for criticism because you're not necessarily prepared. And, again, it doesn't mean you have to be tackling to the ground, bulling the ring. I like today's practice. They were in full pads, and it was 1 hour and 50 minutes. You know what that does? It gets the body used to being out there, being put through that type of stress for 2 hours as opposed to 58 minutes. A game is 3.5 hours long. So your body needs to be put through the test so that when the fourth quarter comes, you still are at your best as opposed to being worn down because you've been getting off the field out there 1 hour every day in practice. In training camp, how do you go out and play a football game for 3.5 hours?
Well, that's the 4 games Bradbury was talking about.
Yeah, so that's I like today's practice. It was hot. He moved it up 1 hour early. Thank God for that because they were out there for almost 2 hours. But you got to put your body through that, man.
Yeah.
You got to put your body through that so that when you're taking on these teams in September, because everybody's not using your practice schedule. We talk about Detroit, we laugh. But yeah, they're up there. They are doing bull in the ring and all those other type of drills.
Week 1, they might be more ready to go physically than you are.
For 4 quarters.
Yep.
Yes.
And honestly, I think I'd rather face the Lions later than early. Because early, Goff, they're going 100 miles an hour.
And they believe they have a chance to win early.
Yep.
Like, you know how it is. First week of the season, everybody thinks.
Week 15, Goff stinks. They're just trying to.
Right.
They're wondering who the quarterback is the following year.
Yep.
Scott in Dallas. Scott, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Scott?
What's up, Scott?
How you doing, Scott?
I'm glad you had on the voice of reason prior to my call, because it's always good to hear Wade's opinion.
The voice of reason. Oh, wow.
And I just got to say, Chuck is the biggest fraud in Philadelphia. He might be a bigger fraud than Peter from Mapleshade. I cannot believe this guy is calling in calling our quarterback, who he's supposed to be a fan of, calling him a joke, saying he's a bum. Anything Chuck says, you should always go the opposite way. He told us the Sixers were going to roll through the playoffs. Didn't happen.
Ooh, boy.
He said Carson Strong was going to take over the team. That didn't happen. He's worse than Clayton Thorson.
He might be.
He might be worse than Clayton.
You might want to go put a bet on Hurts to win the MVP with the way Chuck talks about him. Because what Chuck says is the exact opposite.
I already did that, but it wasn't because of Chuck. But, yeah.
Good odds.
Yeah, no, and also, not for nothing, Chuck was yelling at me, calling me a flip-flopper. I don't even remember what that was about.
That was the Sixers.
That was the Sixers thing.
Mark, you've been consistent. You're questioning if Hurts is the guy, but you're going to give him the chance, and you think he can be good enough to at least win games.
There you go.
There you go, Mr. Consistency. That's me, Scott. Thank you.
Yep. I really think the one thing to get excited about, I think the defense is something we can get excited about, because I'm looking at the secondary, and I really think this is the best secondary we had since the year when we still had Bobby and Taylor, and then we drafted Lito and Brown. I think we have Harris, too. And then I'm really excited with what I'm hearing about Epps. He seems like he's the one guy who every day, I mean, you heard the hit today. It's like, for some reason, every practice, there's something that Epps has done that gets mentioned by somebody. And I'm starting to really wonder if he could be a legit safety.
Yeah, well, he definitely can be a legit safety out there. How good? I mean, I don't know. But, you know, the thing I like about Marcus Epps, he plays with a little chip on his shoulder. He got something to prove. He knows no one has given him anything. He's out there basically having to earn his spot on this roster every year. So, you know.
Yeah, is he an everyday player? Is he a starter? We'll see. But he definitely needs to contribute on this
team.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
he's a good player.
I think he can be a starter. I just don't know. I mean, you can be a starter and be out there, or you can be a difference maker and be out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Malcolms was a difference maker. I didn't think Rodney McLeod was a difference maker until last year. You know, a lot of Rodney McLeod was just Rodney McLeod being out there around everybody else.
Right.
That's just, you know, no disrespect to Rodney. I just didn't see him as a playmaking safety.
You didn't see the impact.
Yeah, especially not on a week-to-week basis where you can count on it.
I loved how Angelo said to Jonathan Gannon, he said, well, you don't like to blitz. So will you blitz Reddick?
Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily a blitz with Reddick. They'll just be running out of a, you know.
Yeah, Jonathan Gannon didn't really know how to answer that.
Right, he just moved on.
Yeah, so he was like, yeah, he'll rush. We'll blitz him. just kept it going.
Brandy Graham's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Yoshi.
E.G.
Yoshi at Brewerytown. Yoshi!
Did you say uh-oh?
I stopped doing that now. See, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yoshi, were you down the beach? Were you down the shore?
No, man, my daughter was there. She documents everything.
All right, so your daughter had the videos. Okay.
Yeah, so she sent it to me, and then I did the little voiceover on the reel, you know.
What's going on? What I'm missing?
Oh, he's got his granddaughter crawling in the waves.
Oh, okay.
She's like a year old, crawling in the waves. I thought, Yoshi, you were down there bodyboarding with her.
I said, now, Mark's going to think I knew you was going to think I knew you was. No, I did the voiceover. What's the name? That's it. Because as soon as you commented, I was like, he think I'm down there. But no, man, what's the name? The thing is, first, the offense and the defense, I'm happy. I'm more comfortable with what the defense is doing because the offense was better than the defense last year. I'm really not too worried about this offense because he got a tad bit better catering to the quarterback. I just want Jalen to be consistent. That's all we need from him because we have seen the things that he could do to bring you back in the game, to win a game, to hold a lead in a game. And I'm comfortable with Jalen because one thing you can say about this kid is, tell me the last time a team had Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, and they was a loser. Mm. You can't tell me. You cannot tell me from high school, college, to his first full season in the NFL, Jalen has helped that team become a winner or stay a winner. So I'm confident in that, And one thing that I'm really, like, that's upset me today, yo, man, I don't care how much you hate this kid or dislike him, stop wishing that he do so bad that the team lose. Like, that's what I can't stand. People want him to suck so bad that it's going to cost the team. I'm hearing riding into work this morning, hope we throw 5 interceptions, hope we lose 42-0. If you dislike him that bad, hope that he have a bad game, but we still get the win. Like, don't stop wishing bad on my team.
Honestly, Yoshi, I don't know why anybody would. I mean, you can believe what you want to believe about Jalen Hurts, whether or not he's going to be the guy or not, but it doesn't mean that I'm rooting against him being the guy. Damn, I hope he turns out and he has a good year this year. He throws the ball.
You, Mark.
I know, but it doesn't make sense to me if you're an Eagle fan that you would feel that way.
Yeah, man, diehard Eagles fan. If you're an Eagles fan, you don't want the team to lose. Like, I can't stand James Harden came to this team last year. There's a lot of people that was on my team I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand Bobby Horn on my team back in the day. But I wasn't wishing for my team to lose. Like, come on, man. Like, I hate that. Don't do that. You're not a Birds fan, what's in this? That's what you want. Hope the kid do bad. If you dislike him, he get benched, but we somehow some way win. Like, don't hope that he do so bad that my team was, because I don't like sitting in my living room on a Sunday, Thursday, Monday night, and my wife don't like it either, because I'm a mean person. I keep a punching bag right next to the TV so I can
Ooh,
get
boy.
Up.
Ooh, boy.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, he's serious.
I'll take a picture of it, John, and send it to you in your DMs or send it to Jack.
You have a heavy bag that you go and you smash when the Eagles struggle?
Sir, that's how I take. Because I broke a TV before.
Oh, wow.
I broke a glass table. I get that upset watching that game. I'm a calm brother. I ain't all about nothing. What's that? I handle myself if it came to me. But when I'm watching football, I don't know, man. Boy, Satan getting up in me.
Satan?
Man, that's how bad it is, right? That's how bad it is. I have fought back in the day younger arguing over football. Like, I calmed down a whole lot.
Okay.
But I want my team to do good. Stop hating on my team, man. Hey, I love you, Kat. Oh, and one more thing. It was yesterday. But happy birthday again, Shakira. That's my oldest daughter. She turned 30. She's fine, too. All right. Y'all stay away from
Blue Boy.
All right, Yosh. Get out of here.
Yosh.
Sounds like his wife's idea. Like, hey, listen, instead of breaking stuff, let's put a heavy bag next to the TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she realized that, yeah, this dude is nuts.
Yeah, it's not going to stop, so let's give him another outlet. He's not going to destroy things.
Yep.
All right, coming up, Brandon Graham. How excited is he? Is he heading into year 13? How's the health? And all of that with Brandon Graham. You know what's coming. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, summer heat, it's here. 100 degrees today. Crank up the AC, but if all the cool air is going out of those inefficient windows and doors, well, your energy bills are going to be through the roof. That's why I suggest you finally go Gaida and replace your old, drafty, inefficient windows and doors with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. Right now, Gaida offering their best discounts of the year, and these are the best discounts you're going to get all year. 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows, and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today. No money down. Pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchases required. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Gaida today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GAIDA. 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGAIDA.com. That's Go. GUIDA.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.